Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hot debate yesterday, Jeff Hathorn, as we welcome you in. You're our beat man for all seasons. Good morning to you, and you jump right into this hot debate. Are you ready, Jeff? You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Chris and I had a hot debate. I said, and it won't be decided, I guess, until sometime tonight. I said that this was just like the third period of the game the other night against the Devils, just like that middle period against Boston not too long ago. You pay attention to the outliers, but you really, really, really pay attention to the bigger body of work. Don't worry about it. It's one-off. Chris said, well, there could be some trends coming out of it. Believe me, you can't just poo-poo it. It'll all be decided tonight, I guess, whether it's a trend or whether it's just something that just was a weird set of consequences or circumstances, I should say. Your thoughts on that? Is it something big or is it something small?
Yeah, I think it's something small. I do think you have to learn from it. And, you know, Sullivan had a nice meeting with the team. It's interesting because you think about us being able to see him with his group, and then you kind of realize he can't have those meetings anywhere else but on the ice, because social distance-wise, they're supposed to still do stuff, a lot of that stuff, virtually. So that's really the only place he could gather them in that environment and talk to them about some of the things they need to do. Listen, you're not going to give six goals in a period again this year. It's not going to happen. Now, what they learned was what they knew. When they start getting fancy and making crazy passes, they're in trouble. And I think, if anything, it was a good reminder to them. 6-0 lead. We were saying in the press box, it would be good in a scenario like that where if you could just take your taxi squad and dress them and let them play, because you don't want anybody hurt. You know guys are going to take their foot off the gas. You didn't think to this extent. But I just think it was a weird scenario where it snowballed. What it did show them is that they have to continue to play the right way. But I'm not going to get too excited about what happened in that third period.
Well, the reason I believe it's a fulcrum point for the season, Jeff, is not necessarily because I think they're going to go in the tank and they're going to start giving up 5 and 6 goals a period on a regular basis, but because of exactly what we saw at yesterday's practice, which is Mike Sullivan taking it as an opportunity to sit everyone down and remind them why his way is the way and why they need to get back to playing that way, regardless of who's in the lineup, regardless of what line is on the ice and what the lead may be. I think this is an opportunity for him to, anytime they start to get squirrely, anytime Chris Letang starts to jump into the up into the play a little too much, or Tristan Jarry wants to overhandle the puck, or this guy wants to do this or that guy that, he can grab him by the shoulder and simply say, remember the third period against the Devils. And I think this could, much like you just alluded to, I think this could have happened at the perfect time for them, with 10 games left in the regular season, the playoffs looming, and a reminder may be needed to them that the Sully way is the best way.
I think it happens to all good teams. There are times in seasons, even they could be more minute to even to grab, you know, teams that are 1 or 2 losses in the NFL, there are games or there are circumstances that remind them of how they need to play. Yeah, this could be it. I just think, you know, for people that think, oh my God, their defense is horrible now, or that they're going to give up 20 goals in a series, or, you know, something along those lines, that was just a weird circumstance. But you're right, it is a teaching point, and we'll see how they learn from it.
What do you think Malkin is going to be like when he comes back? And do you think that he'll be a force in the playoffs? Tell me why or why not. Is that our collective city doing that? Like, we hope that something's going to happen, but on the other hand, we look at the past and go, we can't necessarily just say yes.
So Malkin's obviously going to be excited. He's going to want to get back. He's going to be fired up. Does that mean that he plays along, and plays the right way? Or does that mean I want to show that I can drop, you know, 4 or 5 goals in a series? And to do that, I'm just going to do some things that I've done in the past, or I'm going to make this great play that maybe he does score that many, but he gives up more. I don't know. I mean, until he gets on the ice. And here's the thing. That's where it's up to his teammates to find a way to remind him where he will listen and just say, hey, we need to do this. And that's on Letang. That's on Crosby. Those are his peers, the only peers in the room. Maybe Jeff Carter from an outside perspective. But those are the guys that have to remind him, if he goes that way, that, hey, this is the way we need to play if we're going to win.
Jeff, what do you think makes the most sense on that left wing when Kapanen and Malkin are both back? Is it McCann? Has he become too valuable as a possible third-line offensive piece? Do they trust Carter to stick in that role? How does Zucker fit into all of it?
I'm giving Zucker the first opportunity because that line was, for the short time they were together, seemed to be doing some things. And I think Zucker brings an energy, can go into the corners. He's not the greatest scoring touch, but then again, neither is McCann. And I want Carter at center. I want to have a four-line deep center setup. And I think McCann could, you know, play wing potentially on that line. So you're going to see some changes. Obviously, with at some point, hopefully, Brandon Tanev coming back. But I want to strengthen that center, so I don't want to move Carter to wing. And I'm going to start with Zucker up there just to give him an opportunity of where they left off when they were all healthy.
Last thing for you, our beat man for all seasons, Jeff Hathorn, and switch it to Pirates really quickly. We have said there needed to be a finite timeline on this Polanco experiment this year, even though he's making a ton of money. You've got to figure out how long you're going to trot him out there and him go 0 for 2, 0 for 3, end up 0 for 5, and not be good defensively. When do you think the tipping point will be?
Maybe when the new guy, Tom, that they picked up from the A's is ready. Maybe they'll give him opportunities in right field. Maybe it's after AAA starts the season and gets a couple weeks in, and one of the, you know, somebody down there, not in an alt-site game, but in games where people are watching, start doing something that deserve a call-up. Or maybe it's as simple as when Hayes is healthy and you need to get Evans some at-bats. You know, his bat, it's well-chronicled. But you saw yesterday, I think Shelton was just standing up for his player when I asked him about that ground ball into the outfield that a guy scored from first base. They were going to wave him the second it went to right field because the entire league knows he can throw nobody out. And that's his arm injury. And you know what? I'd like Derek Shelton, but why the hell isn't Gregory Polanco your DH?
Yeah.
He's mostly a liability out in right field. What the hell is he doing out in right field if you're going to have him in the lineup when you have the option as a DH?
Jeff, you coach and you've been around Little League baseball fields when your daughter was growing up, and you've all heard that when kids will be like, or a coach will be like, hey, a kid has a good arm, good arm, good arm. This is the exact opposite. The exact opposite around baseball right now.
Yes, and it's kind of like the guy at bat when you're, okay, move him in, and you kind of feel bad for the kid because you know what's going through his mind at that point. But, yeah, that's exactly it. And, hey, if I'm another team, if there's a soft, you know, hit into right field, I'm turning first base with the absolute thought of going to second.
Absolutely.
And you're going to send your guy from first all the way home like they did on that Badu double last night and where Goodrum came all the way around. It's tough to watch.
It is. I mean, and if he were recovering and he were 22, there'd be more leash. But, man, he's been around forever. And, again, you had the opportunity to DH him if you want to, you know, have that threat of a power bat in your lineup. Why didn't you DH him?
Not a lot of options. Jeff Hathorn, our beat man for all seasons. Jeff, you have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks,
for
Jeff.
The draft.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Hardest working man in show business. Big thanks to Jeff.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.